The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Navar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana running the studio, keeping us on time and on the air over here. And thank you to Craig always, because he's, you know, what we, this is console that he works on, you know, with all these dials and knobs and all these things. I mean, it looks like it's a space shuttle on the inside here.
Yeah, a 1960s space shuttle.
All right, so it's a Mercury capsule, okay? All right. Yeah. Transistors. Yeah. So, but anyway, he is the master of that universe, and we're always pleased that he's doing that instead of me having to do it. I have done that in years past, but I'll tell you.
I have never done that, and I never want to do that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, I want to wish everybody a belated Happy Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a good holiday. Based on the weather, I wasn't sure whether it was July 4th or Memorial Day.
Wowie.
Wow.
Yeah. And wowie,
hey. Tough to get outside.
Any of you do any white-knuckling with the markets yesterday? We had, at one point, the Dow was down 500 points. We ended up down a little under 400. And we're making a little comeback today.
A little one.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm reading some articles about this. Oh, it's the Italian situation. Hey, you know what? The Italians, with their government, it's a beautiful place, lovely people, but, you know, the Greeks and the Italians, what can I say? All right? So there's always turmoil.
Been there, done that kind of thing.
So there's that. I mean, it's like the flavor of the month or the flavor of the day or the week, right? I mean, it's which things are we going to pick? And really, if you look at percentage-wise the decline, remember how far we've come. Jamie, I mean, the market is what? Quadrupled in value since we had the big washout in 2008.
Well, we've talked about that as one of the things that you have to look at. I know the volatility makes you uncomfortable, but one of the things that you have to look at is what the trend is. And that's where those line graphs are kind of pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I like line graphs and pie graphs, but those line graphs, if the trend is still up, even with the volatility, that means that the middle of the line is still headed up. And that's the kind of the thing that you have to look at. If it's a steady going down, that's more of a concern.
Well, and you know, how you're lined up and what you are putting your money in makes a big difference also as to how much volatility you're actually suffering, you know, in a 401k, 403b, brokerage account, IRAs, whatever
it happens to be.
Things.
And one of the things we'll talk about this morning is some of the trends that we're seeing as far as financial products, because the financial markets listen to the consumer and they try and develop financial products to try and fit what you're looking for. And we'll talk a little bit this morning about one of the most recent trends that we've seen since 2014, financial products that are available to you now to kind of address some of the things we're talking about.
Yeah. In other words, you don't have to take every lump and bump that comes along in the markets. But also, it used to be that you had to make a huge commitment for 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, etc., to avoid having some of that, or you were going to have to just have a savings account or something like that where you're not even keeping up with inflation, so you're going backwards that way too. So, as Jamie was saying, the financial markets have come up with alternatives. There are some of them out there. We're going to explain in general terms how some of these types of things work so that you're better informed about what your alternatives are. And we're going to take a look at maybe some things that some of us do with other types of insurance products, specifically like life insurance, because there are some boo-boos that a lot of people make. Jamie and I see them all the time, right? And we don't want you to make those. So we're going to do that, among a lot of other things. If you've got a specific question that you want answered, give us a call right now. We're going to take a little break. You want to talk to us in private? Hey, no problem. Here's a way to do it. 800-332-7879. Better to ask, right? 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Jamie on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the Lone Star State. We're known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing, but more important, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations. From in-house engineering to convenient forklift delivery, our skilled professionals are ready to help you before, during, and after your purchase. Give Mueller a call to get your project started today at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit us at MuellerInc.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. On behalf of Team ASCO, I'd like to say a big thank you for making ASCO Equipment the fastest-growing Mahindra dealer in Texas. We could not have done it without neighbors like you sharing your experience with your own neighbors and friends. If you haven't come by yet, stop in today at 2800 Highway 290 West, right here in Brenham, or in Bryan at 1875 North Earl Rudder Freeway, and get the equipment you need and the customer service you deserve. That's the ASCO difference.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
The Bethlehem Lutheran Church invites you to their annual Potato Pancake Supper on Friday, June 1st from 5 until 7:30. Tickets are $10 for adults and $4 for children from age 6 to 12. Children under 6 are free. Come enjoy their Potato Pancake Supper, a German favorite in the Independence and William Penn area. And it'll be a favorite of yours, too. That's the Potato Pancake Supper on Friday, June the 1st. For more information, call the church office at 836-7303. I am Don Kester, and I really invite you to be there. Thank you very much.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac is your full-service GM dealership. LaRoche offers a complete lineup of GM vehicles with something to offer for everyone. Whether it's a vehicle with great gas mileage, cargo space, horsepower, or something luxurious, you'll always find the perfect choice at LaRoche. Our friendly and local sales staff will never push vehicles you're not interested in. So when you need a new vehicle, the right choice is LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham, serving Washington County and the surrounding area since 1962.
Cruising Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and private courtyards. Also assisted living for help with daily activities and nursing care specializing in rehabilitation. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruising Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruising Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome All righty, welcome back. In a dose of summertime here that we're getting all over the place in the country, and certainly here in South Texas where we're broadcasting from. Ay, 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 it's hot out there. Trying to give you a little bit of cool information, especially if we are going to be looking at things that are upsetting some of us, like the volatility in the markets, right? Get a little hot under the collar on that. We don't want to have any more stress than we need. But we also want you to be aware of ways that you can mitigate some of that. And Jamie Keyes is going to talk a little bit about how financial products and different ways of doing things have been cropping up over the last several years to try and blunt the impact of some of the market volatility.
Yeah, this is from an article written by Donald Korn, who's a financial writer for one of the financial magazines and has written lots of different articles. And it deals with some of the volatility that's been occurring in the markets and what the trend has been as far as the development of financial products for consumers to try and address some of the concerns that investors and consumers have regarding some of the volatility. Because one of the things that you can take a look at is there are financial products that have been developed which protect you on the downside, but also allow you to participate in some gains if there are gains in the markets. And the way that it works is some of them even take advantage of tax deferral, which is an advantage too. But what they allow you to do is generally most of them will allow you to invest in a lot of different indexes, financial indexes, as far as the investment choices for these types of financial products. And you can choose between them. And then the time period that they require you to invest is different for a lot of them. You can do 1 year, 3 year, 6 year, 7 year, I guess. So there are a lot of difference out there. They give you a time frame. And what they'll do is they'll say, for example, if you had a 1 year product, they may protect you in case at the end of a year, if there was a loss of 10%, well, you wouldn't lose anything. So they had 10% downside protection. You wouldn't lose anything, but you wouldn't earn anything either, obviously, because...
So you just make zero for that.
You just make zero for that year, mm-hmm. for that time period, if it was a one-year deal. On the other hand, if the markets went up, they're going to limit your upside potential. And that's how they cover the ability to protect you on the downside. Mm-hmm. So if the market was up 15%, maybe you only get 8. I don't know what the numbers would look like, mm-hmm. Because all the different products are different.
So in these things, though, you can invest in everything from the Dow to foreign types of investments to housing.
There are a lot of
energy.
There are a lot of
things like you're doing in your retirement plan, basically at work or whatever.
Almost all
right?
of them are indexes. There are a lot of different indexes out there. Yeah. And there's a financial.
Small companies, large companies.
Yeah, there's financial indexes. Mm-hmm. Transportation index. There's all kind of indexes out there, and you can find them. And so, if you're shopping around for these types of financial products, one of the things you may want to look at is what are going to be the investment choices for that particular financial product. Mm-hmm. How long do I have to keep the money there? Are there going to be penalties if I try and get out? Is it liquid? The thing to remember about these particular financial products is they're not there to develop income for you, because generally speaking, they are not going to have a feature that allows you to generate income. You know, there are some financial products that out there that that's specifically what they try to do is create income for you. And in this particular case, it's not. What it's trying to do is give you some growth potential in your portfolio, but also give you some protection and because of the volatility, if you're concerned about that. And some of the numbers, what the numbers look like is this particular article talks about growth in these types of financial products from 2014 to 2017. In 2014, right at $2 billion went into these types of financial products.
They were pretty new.
They were pretty new at that point. In 2017, over $9 billion. So that's almost, you know, five times growth over what it was over, you know, 3 years ago. And what that tells you is that the consumers and investors are looking for financial products that are going to help protect them on the downside, because there's a lot of concern. We talk a lot about the fact, you know, Tony, you mentioned, you know, how long have we gone now with the trend being up? And everybody always wants to know, when is the bottom going to drop out? And one of the things these financial products allow you to do is give yourself some protection on the downside. Now, in the example that I gave before, if, you know, a one-year deal, if you had 10% downside, if the market at the end of the year was down 20%, you would still have a 10% loss, but you wouldn't have a 20% loss.
It's much easier to recover from 10%.
That's exactly the point. We've talked about that before, is, you know, how much do you have to make? If you lose 20%, how much do you have to earn to get back to where you were? Well, let's say it's more than 20%.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at 30-something percent to get back to break even.
Yeah. And so if you limit the downside, if I lose 10% rather than 20%, I can get back to where I was a lot quicker than I could have if I had lost the 20%. So that's one of the advantages of these types of financial products, is it lessens your exposure to downside. Now, it also lessens your ability to have big home runs, but most of the time, if you're one of those investors who's concerned about volatility and potential loss, you're not looking to hit home runs. You're looking for those singles and doubles, the things that will give you some growth that you need to have inside your portfolio. By the way, even in retirement, you need some growth in your portfolio. So some of these financial products may fit inside of your investment portfolio, even in retirement.
Well, and I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing these huge jumps in the amount of people doing this, simply because they realize they don't want a huge commitment. There may be some parts of your financial plan that say, yes, you can make more of a long-term commitment, you know, 3 years, 6 years, 8 years, whatever it is, and maybe swap out that time frame for maybe an income stream as well coming off of this and not going backwards at all. Those kinds of things are still out there, right? But this is something that's kind of in that halfway range where you get protection. You do have a little bit of downside risk, right? But you also don't have a very long commitment.
There is
some liquidity to this as well. It's not just, okay, you're tied up and you're going to get penalized that kind of stuff.
That's one of the questions you should always ask when you take a look at these financial products, is what kind of liquidity does it have? Now, on top of that, you know, you probably need liquidity in your own account separate from these types of products to make sure that you have liquidity. But as I had mentioned earlier, most of them will give you choices as to how long you want to make a commitment for. Just like if you're getting a CD, you know, you can get a 3-month CD or you can get a 5-year CD. How long do you want it for? But these types of financial products that have been developed, generally speaking, they're going to give you a time frame. And the other important point about this to remember is, don't get confused by returns in between.
Yeah, because those really don't matter.
They don't matter.
Because what's really, on most of these products, right, Jamie, it's what is the level of your investment value when you put the money into it, and what is the level a year later? And that's how they're going to calculate from everything in between, all this other stuff that's not really mattering, is where were you on when you started and where is your balance at the end. And then they're going to look at all the different investment vehicles inside
chose,
of
right.
that you chose, whether it's S&P 500 or world stocks and all the other stuff, right, that's available
whatever
there.
Whatever it happens to be, yeah.
And they're going to look at each one of those, and then they're going to balance that out. They're going to take those values and do some work on it as percentage of your entire amount, and they're going to come out with a number that is your overall rate of return.
And so when you're looking at these types of financial products, one of the things you want to look at is, if I'm making a three-year commitment as to a one-year commitment, my expectation would be that I would have more downside protection over a three-year period than I would over a one-year period. I would expect that. Mm-hmm. That may not always be the case. And so when you look at the financial products, that's one of the things that you need to be aware of, is how much downside protection do I have over the time period that I'm committing for. You need to find out if there are going to be penalties. So, you know, you would expect that, you know, if I'm doing a three-year versus a seven-year time commitment, the numbers are going to look different. And so you have to be aware of that when you're shopping all of these different financial products. There are a lot of questions that you have to ask. You know, we always talk about the fact that what's really important is not how much you know, it's being able to know to ask the right question.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the right questions to ask, you're going to not get the answers that you really need. And so there are a lot of things to take a look at when it comes to this. And again, the advantage of not having to worry about downside as much as the ability to recover. If there is a loss, you can recover much quicker if you can minimize the loss.
So, new entries into the marketplace.
New investment products that are out there to try and address some of the concerns that the public seems to have.
Well, and again, I think it was really high time. And now there are a couple of other ones of those that you were just talking about that have now come into the marketplace. And there is, you know, there's always a little tweak, right, by the people sponsoring those. Some of them now have a death benefit built in. That was never something that was on these when they were first coming out, because it is a shorter term kind of thing. So again, all these changes are coming or now just coming online, but they've been extremely popular for obvious reasons. You're not tying up your cash. You do have some liquidity. You can still, you know, make gains, but you have some protection on the downside.
Yeah, and you always have to ask, what are the expenses going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you add a perk, there's generally going to be an expense related to that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm going to add a death benefit to this type of product, I would expect that whoever's offering me that death benefit is going to charge me for it.
Sure. It's kind of like an insurance.
There's no free lunch.
Yeah.
You know.
But most of these do not have that feature yet, and there are only two or three of them around, basically. But the point is that they have lots of different things they can do. I think if you've been worrying about volatility, or if you're in that, you know, 5 to 10 year glide path toward needing to use the money, whether you're that far away from retirement or if you're already in retirement, but you got big chunks or even medium chunks sitting around kind of not knowing what to do with it. It's something to think about, because as things change, they get better as far as consumers are concerned.
Yeah, one of the things Jarl talks about is that investors are kind of looking at these as an alternative to investing in bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The bond markets haven't been real friendly the last few years. And so...
Because remember, as the interest rate, the yield goes up...
The value of your bond...
goes down.
There you go.
So even bond funds, those kinds of things that we see in our 401k, someone asked me about one the other day, and I said, well, you know, as interest rates go up, and she said, oh yeah, the price of those investments inside of this particular thing go down. Yes, that's the way this works. So how much should she put in there? Should she shift her allocation? All these different things were going on in the conversation. So, yes, different ways of things happening and going and doing. But the other things we're talking about, these products that have come to the fore over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe an alternative for some of that.
Yeah, and generally speaking, they're referred to as structured products. I hesitate to use that, because when we talk about structured products, generally we talk about... lawsuit settlements, and that's it. This isn't related to that in any way, shape, or form.
No. There isn't anything to do with that or
Something entirely different.
Yeah. No. So this is just another new, relatively new, but tried and true over the last 4 or 5 years on the ones that have been out there. So it is an alternative. And if you want to find out more about it, you can call us at the office. I'll give you that number once we come back. If you want to call right now and find out some more, these are pretty interesting. But main thing is always get good information. Here's our number here, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navar and Jamie Keys, financial planners, on this edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
I'm really still in prison and my love, she holds the key.
I'm Trace Atkins. I enjoy working my own land, and ASCO understands what that takes. As your case dealer and a family business for over 50 years, ASCO is going to help you keep things going on your land. While you're working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm or ranch, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges. So stop by and take a look at the agronomically designed equipment from Case IH. See ASCO in Brenham on Highway 290 West and in Bryan at Highway 6 and Tabor Road.
Need a new water well? Call JB Water Wells in Carmine at 979-830-0625. Dustin Bilski can service your existing system or install a new system, including drilling a new well, new pump installation, testing, and pump service and repairs. Using the latest technology to complete your system, Justin ensures that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Are you battling hard water buildup, rust stains, or spots and cloudiness on your dishes? JB Water Wells can solve your water problems. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, JB Waterwell specializes in water softeners, iron filters, sediment filters, and drinking water systems. Call Justin at 979-830-0625. He'll test your water, design a plan for making your water better, and give you a free estimate. Find out more online at jbwaterwellservice.com or call 979-830-0625. JB Waterwells is licensed and insured. Call 979-830-0625 today or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Join me, Craig Montana, and KWHI for the Washington County Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday, June 2nd. We'll have live reports about the dairy industry beginning at 10:30. These reports of the Dairy Day program are sponsored by Washington County Tractor, Quorth & Linky Welding, Cataman Supply, JB Waterwells, Acres County Line Services, and Krennic Tract Repair. Join us on KWHI for live reports from Dairy Day, live from the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday, June 2nd from 10:30 till 12:30.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Yeah, and Craig Montana sitting here at the board spinning the hits for us, and he's like bopping his head up.
I'm amazed. I can't hear the needle scratching on there.
Yeah, those were the days. I think, Craig, did you ever spin any vinyl? You're too young for that. Really? Oh, well.
I have a funny story about that. This weekend, I did go shopping with my wife, and at one of the stores we went into, they had the little 45 record player sitting out. And there were
some
There were some young teenagers standing there in front of that, looking like, and spitting, like, what do I do with this?
Yeah, and they're spinning,
is this
the
for?
Little
yeah,
wheel
they're
there.
Spinning the wheel. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, for those of you who do remember, you know what? There's no time like the present. No matter what stage of life you're in, to get your ducks in a row, find out what's out there, what can benefit you, your family, your business, whatever, you know, do it the right way, find out what your options are and how they work. And then you can figure out and make better decisions, Jamie. I mean, it's tough. Because there are lots of moving parts to some of these things.
There's so many choices out there nowadays. We deal with it all the time, and there are times where I still have to look stuff up.
Yeah, or I have to ask Jamie, or Jamie has to ask me about something.
That's right.
Or whatever,
that's nice. That's one of the advantages of the Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, because we all have kind of our sub areas of,
expertise.
Our expertise, yes. Not that we don't know enough about the other things to blend them well together, but it's nice to have that working relationship where some of us who are truly more expert in some specific things are the go-to people for that. And, you know, most of the time we know what the answer is, but then I always like to have those backstops. And it's like having other people that we work with. We work with CPAs. We work with estate attorneys as well, other types of financial professionals, because, your needs are varied.
And when you come in for that free review, you'll see most of the time you get to meet with all three of us, and you'll see as we go through the process that the three of us will often bounce ideas off each other. While you're there in front of you. And you'll get to see how it works.
Yes, yes. I have an idea. I have a better idea. I got a better idea than all of you.
Have you thought about this?
Yeah. Have you thought about this? Well, what about this happening? Yeah. So the idea is to provide you the best viewpoint and vantage point, because there is so much variety out there. There are so many choices. What things work specifically best with you and your situation, your family situation, your business needs, whatever it is. And here's our number. Write this down or enter it into your device. And that is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And that will put you through to the office, and we can set up a time for you to come by and have that free review with us. And Jamie, most people bring whatever's on their mind. If they've got insurance policies, if they've got 401k or 403b stuff, they got TRS questions, we answer those all the time. All kinds of things, insurance, annuity questions, all kinds of things, all of it. So 979-836-2903. One of the set of questions we usually have a lot of answering we do is about Social Security. And I just want to put this out there. This is from a publication called By the Numbers. And this is something I think we really need to keep in mind, whether you're on the younger end of the age scale or the older end of the age scale. Here it is. Only 36% of people who are still working, 36% of workers surveyed anticipate that their monthly Social Security benefit will be a major source of income once they retire. So that's a little over a third of people working anticipate that their monthly Social Security benefit will be a major source of income during retirement. Now, here's the reality check. 67% of people already retired who've been surveyed have already determined, now that they're retired, that their monthly Social Security benefit is a major source of income during retirement. So a third of us, before we get to that age where we're living on some Social Security as part of our income, versus two-thirds of us who, once we get there, we realize that that Social Security check is really a vital part of our income.
You know, and there's all kind of discussions that can lead to, you know, we talk sometimes, we probably don't talk about it enough, is all the different stages of retirement.
Yes.
And different income requirements as you go through retirement. So at some point, and that could be a future topic that we'll talk about, so stay tuned about that.
Mm-hmm. So again, free review can help with that too. We do discuss taking it sooner than later as far as Social Security. What if you wait? What does that do for you? And what does it do for your surviving spouse? That is huge, because statistically, I know I've said this before, but I want to say it again. Women generally outlive their guys, their men, right? And they're the ones who are going to, generally speaking, not always, have lower Social Security benefits under their own name. So they're going to be leaning on that male spouse or the primary breadwinning spouse to provide the Social Security benefit that when that spouse passes away is going to support them or help to support them through the rest of their retirement. And because of this fact that, generally speaking, the female lives longer than the male, it's an extremely vital decision for your surviving spouse. Vital. So again, free review. We can discuss pros and cons of taking Social Security sooner, later, in between. How much does it grow when you don't take it for extended periods of time, et cetera, et cetera. When is it okay to just go ahead and do it? Differences that we've been asked about between Social Security disability payments versus taking early Social Security, all those different things, a big part of your retirement is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of payments to you and or your spouse over your lifetime. Big stuff. So free review can really be of value. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
In a social setting this past week, that was one of the topics that I got asked about, was what's the difference between Social Security disability and Social Security income?
Mm-hmm.
When do you get them? How long do they last? What's the difference in how much you get paid? All those questions we've talked about before on the air. But again, I got that exact question in one of the social things that I have been to in the last week.
Yeah. So big stuff. Very important stuff, could mean thousands and thousands of dollars to you and or your spouse. And again, 979-836-2903. All right, let's start on some really good news and information for you on life insurance boo-boos, mistakes that sometimes people make. And it's another area, Jamie, where people know a little bit about it, but not maybe enough, or they just make some assumptions, perhaps, about insurance. And Jamie's really a subspecialist in those kind of areas, and I think it's really good to just kind of go over some points here.
Well, life insurance is one of the most important financial products that you have in your portfolio, and there's so much misinformation out there, so many different opinions regarding life insurance, that it's easy to get confused. So I know that you've got an article there that's been written about some mistakes that are made when it comes to life insurance.
Well, and some of them are just, I think a lot of it sometimes over the years stems from, it's not always pleasant to think about life insurance, because it's thinking about that you're going to die. Some people really drag their feet on that, or they are confused between term insurance and non-term insurance, right? And there are other products out there, universal types of products and whole life products, all these things that are out there. And how do you know what one's going to fit your needs the best?
And they're different. It's amazing to me, with different cultures, there are different views regarding life insurance. I find that interesting. Here in the United States, it's viewed one different way. And in some other countries, in some different cultures, it's viewed entirely differently.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there are other things you can do with some types of insurances than others. But, you know, just to start us off, because there are several different points to this, but, you know, one of the biggest thing is that I found, Jamie, over time is that a lot of people just don't want to think about buying any type of insurance, not even through their workplace. I mean, paying through there. A recent survey conducted by a website called Bestow, which does all these surveys, 70% of American adults do not have any life insurance. 70% of us. And the study says that 75% of parents in the millennial generation do not have any coverage. Now that is really worrisome as well, because mostly, who's having kids?
I find that number tragic.
Yes, and it could be very tragic, right? You got kids, you don't have any coverage. What happens when you're not there, right? Something happens? Yeah. So, again, it's a big deal, and we'll go through a couple of these points when we come back from this break. In the meantime, got a question? Want to find out more about, getting in touch with us? Whatever, that's fine. Here's a number to call for those of you listening right now, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarre and Jamie Keyes, Financial Planners, on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial. We'll be right back.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WCTractor or Kubota.com.
The City of Brenham regrets to announce that the improvements to the Bluebell Aquatic Center's leisure pool have had some significant delays, and the work will not be finished in time for the opening in May. The expected time for the opening of the leisure pool has been changed to Saturday, June 23rd. Due to the late opening, the city is scheduling the pool to be open a little longer in August. The Floats and Flicks movie, Cars 3, has been moved to Holt Park, still on Thursday, May 31st. Swim lessons and water babies scheduled for June 4th to June 21st will still continue using the indoor pools. Staff is always available to register your family for swim lessons, Camp Cascade, water babies, and birthday parties. Sign up early to ensure your place and time. Again, the new opening date for the leisure pool this year is Saturday, June 23rd. Summer is on its way. Spend a flip-flop fantastic time at the Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street in Brenham at Bluebell Road. Find out more online at cityofbrenham.org.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
The heart and soul of any business is its employees. Here at Tegeler Toyota, we have over 207 years of Tegeler Toyota experience. Some of our more tenured employees are Joanne Hollingsworth, 24 years sales experience. Eugene Bodie, 24 years of sales experience. James Frankie, 22 years of service experience. Christy Burleson, 20 years as the office manager. Boyd Housley, 14 years of sales experience. Why would you trust your hard-earned dollar at any other dealer or repair facility? Come into Tegeler Toyota, where we will treat you like family. Visit TeglerToyota.com to view our inventory and service specials.
No matter what kind of flooring you want to replace that old dirty carpet, you'll find it at the Tile Place in Brenham. Tile, engineered hardwood, laminate, or vinyl flooring. The Tile Place carries it all. They have a large variety, including name brands like DuraBody, American, Delta, Mastercraft, and Impressions to choose from. And they can install your new flooring, countertops, backsplashes, and tub and shower surrounds. Just call 979-551-3737. That number again is 979-551-3737 for the Tile Place.
Hello, this is Ms. Foster, your Camp Habazo coordinator. We're excited to begin preparation for our annual camp trip, and I'm looking forward to filling 80 slots. Camp Habazo is sponsored by Salvation Army, and it will be June 25th through the 30th. Students from Washington, Burlington, and Austin County, ages 10 to 12, by the time of camp qualify. The only thing you will need to have from you are your shot records and a completed application. If your child is interested in horseback riding, fishing, canoeing, and swimming, please call Faith Mission at 979-830-1488 to sign up.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team, or at least a couple members of that, from Neil Financial Group. We have a great website. You can get on there. And Jamie, what's our website?
It's moneymakeoverteam.com. Make sure you get it all in there, moneymakeoverteam.com.
Yeah. We also have our phone number again, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. 2903. I wanted to just pull a couple of points about life insurance and how we sometimes don't think about it in the right way, and then we act accordingly, and then we have difficulties, or the ones we leave behind, our loved ones, have difficulties when we should have had some coverage or a different type of coverage or whatever. But I want to ask Jamie, since you've been having that as a big part of your business over the years, what do you think is like the number one thing that you see that is a goof that people make, sometimes intentionally or unintentionally, as far as life insurance coverage is concerned?
Well, the biggest mistake that I see when it comes to life insurance coverage is naming children as beneficiaries. That's the biggest mistake that I see. It's easily avoidable. The reason it's important is because the insurance companies are not allowed to pay money to minors, and therefore naming children who are minors as beneficiaries. I understand the rationale is you want to make sure the kids are taken care of, but if you name the minor children as beneficiaries, then it ends up going to court, and they have their expenses involved that are totally unnecessary. I mean, other than the number one mistake that you mentioned a while ago, where you said 72% of people just don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. When I see families they object to buying life insurance, I never hear the female object. It's almost always the male. And the reason given is the male says that they do not want their spouse to make the next husband rich.
Yeah, I've hit that one.
On the surface, it sounds, you said nobody says that. They do say that.
And I can tell you what the female spouse's face looks like when that comes out.
And, you know, and the reality
it's like,
is,
what?
Yeah, if you really care about your spouse, you want them to, if they choose to remarry, they remarry because they want to, not because they have to for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea being that you want to make sure that you provide money for your family. Whether or not there ever is another spouse, if something were to happen to you, really is immaterial. You want to make sure that your family's taken care of.
Well, and look what the money, especially if you have younger children. I mean, you're talking about not just keeping a roof over their head, but you're paying for college. You're doing all kinds of things and keeping things from really going haywire financially. I've been to some garage sales over time, over the years, because I like going. But I've seen generally the female spouse out front. Little kids are there, and she's selling stuff. And I've talked to more than a handful who said, I'm doing this because I lost my husband, and we don't have enough.
Yeah. You know, and I understand the objection that I can't afford it, but term insurance is so inexpensive nowadays.
And especially for those of you who have families, if you're younger, if you're millennials, whatever, term insurance is, Jamie, it is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, the commercials that you see on TV are pretty accurate. If you're healthy, if you don't have any health problems, if you have health problems, then that's a different issue. But if you're healthy, it's a very easy to get $250,000 of coverage for less than $20 a month. And, you know, you probably spend more than that going to buy fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Or expensive coffee.
I wasn't even going to bring that one up. But, yeah, you know. I see that.
Well, and the other thing, too, is if you think you're getting it with a price break or free as part of your benefit package at your employer, and that's going to do for you, right? Generally, A, you can't pick up enough, right? Generally, it's like a couple of times your salary or three times your salary or whatever it is. And the second thing about that, Jamie, is sometimes you can't take it with you if you change jobs.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the things you have to look at. I just had a case recently that someone asked me about. They were spending about $50 a month through coverage that they could get through work, whereas if they went out on their own, they could double their coverage and cut the premium in half.
Uh-uh.
They just didn't know.
No, and that's the thing. Yeah. How are you going to know all this stuff? You don't know that stuff. That's why we're here, right? There we are. Okay, so a few little words of wisdom. We'll have some more for you coming up next week on the program. If you've got questions in between, anything to do with the issues that keep you, your family, your business going in smarter, better ways financially, etc., give us a call at 979-836-2903.
We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.